Oh, good morning. It's 7:37, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
All right, we got to get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township, who, by the way, is hiring. A place that wants to grow with you, has awesome starting pay, great benefits for singles up to families. Check out more, special-lite.com, Decatur, Benton Township, and start that new career with an awesome company right here, Southwest
Time
Michigan.
To get a job, and what better place to work?
I know. Awesome people there. Seriously, go check them out, special-lite.com. Your topic for today, real downer on Monday. It's a good Monday topic. What is the biggest disappointment about being an adult? All right. You know, when you're a kid, you're like, I can't wait to create. Okay, I'm going to grow up and have my own place.
You stay there as long as you can.
You don't want
to
grow
up. Dude, that kind of like directly relates to what mine is. It's kind of a couple things. It's like understanding that you're just going to go forward from here. Whatever age you are, you ain't going back, man.
Yeah.
It's just going to get older. That's all it's going to happen. And just maybe the realization of having to be an adult.
When it hits you, oh, you're sitting there paying mortgage one day and you're like, this is what it is? Son of a bitch. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like mortgages and for instance, the other day, I was at my dad's shop and I was up in the truck, up in the lift, and I had to get out of the truck to go get him something. Mm-hmm. And probably 5-foot drop, 6-foot drop. 25-year-old me wouldn't even think twice.
Do a flip.
And backflip out of that thing, you know? Dude, I opened the door and looked down, and I'm like,
this is going to hurt.
I don't think I can do this anymore, man. Like, hey, Dad, can you put the lift out? He started laughing. He's like, you're not going to jump? I'm like, nah.
It's smart.
I'm not going to do it.
That's smart.
You know, it's like when you size things up now. I'm too old for it.
Your own mortality comes into play much more often. When you're a kid, you're doing flips on the trampoline, you're swinging from the monkey bar. You don't think about the fact that at any moment you could die. And it could be as simple as jumping out of a truck bed. That's it. Your legs give out.
As you get older, the hold my beer moments start to fade, you know?
Yep, they do. They do. That's, you know, that's disappointing. It is. Knowing that
sad.
Hunter could be snuffed out by a bumper on that truck. He slipped. Wham! How'd he die? He jumped out dude, of a truck bed.
Yeah, my kneecap would have hit that wall, dude, if I would have taken that jump. A blown out hip and a broken kneecap, man.
I think that's a very good answer. That's a very good answer, very depressing answer. Thank you. Yep. Mine's not much better. And
you're getting old, too. So.
Yeah, I'm right there, man. I'm right there with you. For me, I think the biggest disappointment of being an adult, because when you're a kid, you're like, God, you got it all. You got your own money. You can do whatever. No one tells you what to do. Blah, blah, blah. No, that is not the case. I think the biggest disappointment was all the free time you thought you had, which technically you do, but people realize that you have free time and then they fill it up with everything. That's, I think, the most disappointing thing. It's like, as a kid, you think, I'm going to be an adult. I can do whatever I want. Like, it's my time.
No.
I can sit.
Everybody fills everything up for you, man.
And then, if you're single, you maybe got a little bit more leeway, but when you're married, and I love my wife and I love my daughter to death, but they just are always have something for me to do.
Keep you busy, huh?
They always something. Well, we got a swim lesson, or you got to do this. We got to finish the ground. I don't. Where'd my free time go? As a child.
What about me?
Yeah.
You left yourself go when you had that kid, man.
It's
no more free time.
No, to all the youngsters out there that you think you're just going to be able to just lollygag and do it. It's not the case. All right. And then you got friends. This is why I stopped trying to make new friends. Because I don't want to go to new friends' things. Like, we got Jeff and Joanna's baby shower today.
Suffering our parties.
Ripes, man. Anyway, free time, out the window. Gone. It does. You're going to die jumping out of a car. And you got no free, and no one's gonna have time to, you know, here's what's gonna happen, Hunter. You're gonna jump out of that truck bed. You're gonna hit your head. I have to go to your funeral. That's gonna eat up a Saturday. You son of a bitch. There goes my Saturday. All because you couldn't handle jumping out of a truck bed.
You should have thought twice.
Yeah. Do I have to go? Can we just send flowers? It's fine. It's fine.
I mean, I'm not gonna know the difference.
You're gonna be faking, and you're like, you didn't come, you son of a bitch. All right, 925 WIRX, comment on Facebook. What is the biggest disappointment about being an adult? Real fun topic for a Monday. We'll be back with more. Stick around. Brock. Well, good morning. 7:50, Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Yes. Let's get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. What is the biggest disappointment about being an adult, other than everything? You know, let's go back to being
sad.
Kids.
Sad.
Let's see. Son of Sam had a good one. He said that no one even cares what my favorite dinosaur is anymore. That's true. Everyone goes...
I stopped telling that. Just don't bring that up out of nowhere.
But know? Look, dinosaurs are fun to talk about. But if you're a grown adult, no one's big. Hey, what do you think about Tyrannosaurus Rex? Like, well, I'm glad you asked. I wanted to talk about this. You know?
My favorite dinosaur.
When you're a kid, they care about, like, oh, wait, little Timmy, what's your favorite dinosaur? I like the Triceratops. Oh, that's great. You that's know. A fun one. Yeah.
Yeah. As an adult, though, if you're walking up to a random group, I like Velociraptors. What do you like? People are going to look at you.
But you shouldn't feel bad about that because it's an interesting topic, right?
It
that's
is.
Where I'm at.
It is.
Look, adults can like dinosaurs. Dinosaurs are effing cool, man.
You know, raptors were only the size of chickens, right?
They weren't big. That was the one. Actually, that was a big disappointment about being an adult is that I found out that raptors weren't as big as they were in Jurassic Park. Okay?
Dang it, dude.
It was all lies. They lied to
and
us.
They all had feathers, too, right?
Yeah, they were just basically big birds, big angry birds.
Still terrifying.
Let's see. Kat said no energy. That's the most disappointing thing about being an adult.
You know,
you finally have the money... and the time, for the most part, to do things you want, but you don't have the energy. That's what it is right there. Like, I'm just going
to
take it.
Crazy. You look back at some of the things we used to do back in the day. It was just out of, boom. Dude, you had the energy.
Go out drinking all night, wake up, and still be ready to go. And after like an hour and a half of sleep on a couch, like sleeping wrong. Like now.
Exhausting.
Yeah.
Brock, for instance, you drove like what? Like 500 miles one time to go see a chick?
Yeah.
You wouldn't even think twice about doing that. Yeah, it sounds exhausting.
Now I don't like driving across town to run errands. Like,
you know?
Do they deliver?
Just the motivation as a younger, you know.
Jesse had a great answer. Nobody asked me how fast I can run in my new shoes.
Nobody's asking me to time me anymore, you know?
Oh, look at! Did you get new shoes? Yeah, they're really cool. Well, let me see how fast you can run over there.
I'll time you.
Yeah, I'll time you. Okay. No one asks anymore. No, of course, no one wants to see a guy jog in New Balance shoes awkwardly. Like, hey, what do you
Did
think?
Did that grown man just ask another grown man to time him? To touch the wall and come back?
Look, man, you never get this. Took like a second off of my... It's insane. It's insane. A bunch of grown men running around.
Like a fast power walk, man.
Rebecca said no recess. Yeah, we don't get recess as an adult. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, imagine this at your job, right? A bell rings and you go out and swing on the swing sets for 15 minutes. Then you got to go back to the computer.
Honestly, I think more places of work need to throw in like a jungle gym or some swing sets. Yeah, yeah.
I'd do it.
We're out there. Go run. Yeah. We were with our, so we were up north with our buddy this past weekend, Ray, and his daughter, who's four now. Dude, she was on the swing set. She looked like she was having the time of her life. Just go, whee! She's out over. Hey, Brock, check this out. I'm like, oh, my God, you are high. I mean, I wouldn't go that high, but, you know, let me go kick my legs a little bit. That might be good for us. I mean,
could you imagine like a bunch of construction guys out there throwing some cement over their shoulders?
Yeah.
Hop! Let's go play a game of four square.
You do some double bounces. That makes you feel good.
I'll cherry bomb your ass all day long.
Cherry bomb you. Good luck. You never cherry bomb me. I will block it. Jenny said, finally being able to stay up as late as you want, and then you're in bed by 9:30. That's exactly, yeah. I'm going to stay up all night. No, you're not. You go to bed.
Dude, 10 o'clock hits. You remember as a kid, you look at grandma and you're like, my God, you go to bed early. How do you do it?
Now it's all
just got dark.
That's all I want to do is go to bed. It's like, oh, is it 8:30?
Now it's like you're waiting for the sun to hit. You're like, okay, now.
Nope, looks like we got to go to bed. It's, what are you talking about? It's 5 in the afternoon. I know, I'm exhausted. Let's go. Matt just said all of it. Yeah, there you go. That's not bad. We can wrap it up with that. All of it. All of it's disappointing. Yeah. I'm trying. Maybe we should do a positives thing. Is there a positive thing that we can maybe wrap
maybe
this up?
Maybe tomorrow's show. We'll do what's the greatest thing about being an adult.
I'm having a hard time thinking of one, you know?
I know.
So I'm pretty sure
this was the easier route.
I got to pay mortgage tomorrow, and I got to make an appointment to do taxes. That sounds real fun. Great. I'm so happy I grew up. This is wonderful. All right, we're going to take a break. We got more coming up. It's the Blamby Morning Show.